You just tuned in to Set for Success with your host, Richard Lanham, but you knew that already. You know what we're going to do? We're going to continue that journey to help you create a roadmap to transform or change your business, your career, your life. You can do this, Raul. One person at a time, chat about their lives, their business, their journey, their successes to help you create the success that you deserve, and you do deserve to be successful. I always like to pause by each one of those words. It's like this dramatic thing. You do deserve to be successful. You know what? I want you to say that right now. I deserve to be successful. You do. If you tune into the show, you know that I love quotes, and I'm always looking for interesting quotes to sort of kick off the show. So it is the Set for Success quote time. Da-da! To be yourself in the world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment of all. Now think about that quote for a second. That was from Ralph Waldo Emerson. His name comes up in a lot of things. If you don't know who he is, he's an American essayist, philosopher, and poet. He's actually considered to have led the transcendental movement, U.S. side, world side, and was the champion of individualisms. And those have both their own challenges and ideas themselves. But he wrote about people's kind's ability to achieve anything if they put their mind to it. He lived from 1803 to 1882, and you actually could say that he's still extremely relevant today, especially if you read his material. I love words, and lots of words come to mind when I talk about achieving things. Perseverance, determination, accomplishment, success, all heavyweight words. I'm about to do a little mistake on my language there. All heavyweight words. I wonder if people, let's try that again. I wonder if we do, as people, as individuals, put ourselves out there in the world, in our world, so we accomplishment or we can accomplish, what can we achieve if we put our mind to it? Imagine for a moment that you have something that you want to achieve, something that you really want to do. I really mean it. I like you to take the time to think about this and what that something might be at the present time. So impossible, so daunting that if you really wanted it, if you really made it happen, if you really put your mind to it, you really put yourself out there, you could make it happen. Now, time date stamp that thing. All right? Pick some time in the future that you achieve it. In vision or in business, we often call this a vision of success. You know, I know some people might call it a golden objective, but usually it's that big thing we want to accomplish. And when we talk about vision of success, it's that thing that we can see, we can feel, we can taste, we can hear. We almost can just sort of wrap our whole selves around it, and we know what it is when we have arrived. That is a vision of success. It becomes the end goal, the big goal, the thing that you really want to accomplish, the thing that you know you are there when you arrive. This kind of thinking has been around a long time. That's nothing new, and anybody can do it. You can span it out 10 years. You can span it out 3 years, 18 months, heck, even less time than that. It could be 6 months from now. It's just up to you. What is that vision of success? What is that thing that you want to achieve? The key is, though, acknowledging honestly where you are at this present time, and then taking the time to imagine, to see yourself in that future state. Then work it backwards, right? Figure out the steps that you need to do to actually make that thing happen. In a way, it's sort of an equation as you go through the journey. It's almost like P for perseverance plus D for determination plus A for accomplishment equals your success. So why are we talking about this today? Well, I get to do something today that I don't always get to do. I get to circle back. I'm going to say that again. I get to circle back. It's a part two show with a guest that I interviewed back in March, and they have since done what they set out to accomplish. And I thought, how awesome would it be if I got a guest back on the show who's really great to interview, very animated in the studio, and smiles at me a lot as they're sitting behind the microphone on the other side, and can chat about, you know, what it is they went through and what the experience was when they finally arrived. I thought that would be an awesome thing. So I'd like to welcome back to the show, Lori Barkman. Lori,
thank you, Richard.
How'd you like that for an opening?
It was awesome. And I have to tell you, so last time when you had me on, your quote was Maya Angelou.
Yes.
Love that quote.
Yes.
And as soon as you started talking about this quote,
yeah,
it was like, I don't know. I mean, but my eyes kind of lit up because that is also one of my favorite quotes.
Oh, really?
Absolutely love that. And I've shared that one with my kids.
Oh, okay.
Because you know what? It really is about just be you.
Be
and
you.
It's scary sometimes to be you.
It is. It is. But and especially in the world which says basically you should do so many other things, mm-hmm. right? And you can almost get guilted into the things that you think you should be doing when you should just be doing what you should be doing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, right?
Well, yeah.
My dad always had a great one, too. And I was reading some of Ralph Waldo Emerson stuff. And I reminded me of my dad, because my dad used to say, you know, you can accomplish anything in the world if you put your mind to it. Well, really, that's part of his writings and everything, too. Yeah. And so as I was reading some stuff on Ralph Emerson this morning, actually, it made me reflect on my dad. And I was thinking, was my dad reading this stuff like back in the day? He's 97 now, right? So you just don't know where things come from.
Our dads are so much wiser than we give them credit for when they were younger.
When we were younger. And we were so wise, and they knew nothing. You know, I'd like to kick back history-wise with your story. Okay. You know, I usually go with people on the business side. I think this is a bit of a business, bit of a personal journey. It's a combination of things, right? So let's go back way back when you decided to set out what it is you wanted to do. And then maybe what we should do is actually tell, maybe what we should do first is actually tell people what it was you wanted to do, right? The event, and then we'll work our way.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So you wanted to.
Well, when I was here in March, yeah. I announced on air that I was going to be doing a bodybuilding competition.
Yes.
I'm 53 years old, and I went into, and I did it. I did the bikini competition, Masters, for the WNBF show that was just held this last weekend.
Okay, so we'll pause there, because I got a ton of questions around that. Kay. But I don't want to ask those ones yet.
Kay.
So now let's go backwards. You made a decision to do this 2 years ago, 18 months ago, whenever it was. Could you tell us when it was and where you were at that point in time? And I'm going to ask you your weight.
Then?
Yeah. Then okay. And now. Are you okay?
Yeah, well, you know what? Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to give a physical description for the listeners and to where you went from and where you are today.
Okay.
Right? Because I think that journey is important for our listeners.
Sure. Right. So in February of last year is when I made the decision. It was like I realized I needed to get well. My goal was health and wellness. It wasn't weight loss. Having said that, I'm 5 feet nothing. My license says I'm 5'1", because the guy thought I might grow, but I didn't. And I was 153 pounds.
You're 153 pounds at 5 feet.
At five feet.
At 5 feet, a female, right? Yep. Slender, yep. Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to paint an image, so let me know if I'm being respectful and everything. But you know, that's a significant amount of extra weight to be holding for a petite person.
But I am. I'm 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
I can shop in the children's section.
You know, it's funny you would say that, actually. I have a friend of mine, very dear friend of mine. We've been friends since we've been 15, and she says the same thing. She does not shop in the, I guess you call it the women's section.
Yeah.
She actually gets most of her best shirts and everything out of the children's section.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. Children's prices, right?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'm 53 now. There's some things that's just
I cannot pull off anymore.
It looks really weird, but yeah.
So,
that was me.
Yeah, you know, so here's what we got to do. Believe it or not, we already have to take a break.
Wow.
We'll come back and talk about the journey and everything that got you to where you were, and then we'll get into talking about the actual experience, because this is an awesome thing to do. This is Richard Lanford, Set for Success. We'll be right back. Hello. Welcome back. And I'm with Lori Barkman. We're hanging out. We're just chilling a little bit on this time period that we're on this show. Just about the timestamp date my show. Sorry, I'm going to tell the listeners a little secret. You know, you may not know this, but I actually record all my shows. I know. But we try to make them sound as live as possible for you. And we just really enjoy it when you tune in. You know, Lori, take me back. Okay, take us back, right? It's just not me. So it's February 2018. Let's just say within 6 months of February 2018, I'm going to guess that personally, you weren't totally a happy camper with yourself.
No.
Do you like the way I put that?
If I was completely happy with myself, there wouldn't have been any reason to make any kind of change at all.
Yeah. So what was going on? Like you know, we already. I'm going to guess that what you said in the first segment of the show, you're roughly 5 feet. So I'm guessing 90 to 100 pounds is probably the right weight size. So then you would have been 50 to 60 overweight, right? Is that okay to say that?
90 is a little light.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what,
yeah. But 110? One ten is.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it depends on muscle mass as well.
Yeah. There's mathematics.
But I mean, 153 pounds for someone who's 5 feet tall.
That's a lot.
Is definitely
that's like
a lot of extra
to 50 weight.
Yeah.
Weight.
Yeah.
Over,
absolutely.
You know,
okay. Absolutely.
So let's step back a second. What contributed to being Overweight.
Overweight. Well, lots of poor eating choices. I shouldn't say that. I thought I was eating fairly clean.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know,
people think that.
But when I really look back on it, it wasn't consistent. Mm. In some cases, I was probably actually not even eating enough because I wanted to lose weight. And so I was cutting back on food, which slows your metabolism down. I mean, there's all these other things that go
there's
with that, right?
There's a whole bunch of things that happens physiologically to your body.
Yeah. I also wasn't managing stress well. You know, surprise, surprise. I turn to wine more often than I should. And there's a lot of empty calories in wine. Just saying.
And there's you know, what's, you know, how many people really love just that end of day glass of wine or two?
Exactly.
I have to watch it myself.
And then when you're having that glass of wine, you know, sometimes then, well, I'm just going to reach for my Ripple potato chips, or I'm going to reach for chocolate or something like that. And it's not being mindful about what I was eating.
It's interesting that you would say that because I've done several sugar cleanses in my life and it's with a doctor that I've worked with and a group. We'll talk a bit about that. And it's that sort of, you know, most people think when you do that, you can't eat any sugar, but no, it's not processed sugar you can't eat. Mm-hmm. Natural sugar is fine, but only 40 grams a day, right? But what happens is, as they often say, is that a lot of times some of the alcohol that you drink is okay, right? It's what you do once you have a few drinks that's not okay. That's when the chocolate cake comes out, or the chocolate bar, or the potato chips, and you know, that stuff, right? But, you know, other than that, sorry, I just had to squeeze that
in. But it's
in.
Very true, absolutely. So,
So basically, we're talking about diet. You were making what you thought were good choices, and I think that's an important point. But then you discovered that maybe you weren't.
Yeah. Well, and I wasn't exercising.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, my job, I was up and about moving, but I wasn't putting myself through any kind of exercise routine at all, or I would do it sporadically, you know, and then I'd quit after, you know, I'm doing it for a good week. So it's time for break.
And my body hurts, you know. You know, it's funny you would say that. I was chatting with another woman. We were talking about her physical activities, and she was asking me some questions because she knows I work out and everything. And she actually said to me, "No, I've been working out for a week and everything hurts." You know, and she wanted to stop working out, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah, maybe don't stop. Don't but stop. maybe she started too intensely.
I think that's a mistake
a lot of us do, right? Yeah. That's actually the one thing that I did is when I decided that's it, I'm getting healthy, I need to make these changes. I definitely changed my diet. I got onto a really great program, a nutrition program, and I went to the gym, and I signed up with a trainer.
Yeah,
because a gym's scared me. I mean, there's all those gym people. I've now turned into one of those gym people. I'm doing quotation marks here, which nobody can see. But he helped me become familiar with the equipment. And yeah, there was some soreness, but he started me in a way that it didn't scare me off, and I wasn't in such incredible pain that I was like, I'm never going back here again. Yeah. So,
and I think that's a really good important point to make is that, you know, I think sometimes, and in working with different people, that they think they're 15 or 20 years old again, and what they learned when they were in high school or whatever physically, they go back and try to do that, and then they quickly discover that, you know, they injured themselves, right? And you have to start off slow and paced, and I think that was part of, I wanted to push this because it's so important, because I get people who come and talk to me because they know I've been working out for a while, and so I know some stuff, and that's one thing I always say to them is like, listen, start slow, do not go super intense, but you need to sort of create a routine and then build yourself up, like level one, level two.
Exactly.
Level three.
You're not going to get, I mean, you just can't physically be at that high point to start with. You're just going to hurt yourself and you're going to give up. So don't go there.
Was there anything else? So this is going to be a bit of a personal question. Okay. Is there anything else going on in your life that you think contributed to you being overweight and out of shape and everything? Like, what, you know, that could be a little personal.
You know what? No, it was mindset. It was more me. I mean, I consider myself blessed because I have an amazing supportive husband.
Yeah, Chad.
Chad's had to make a lot of sacrifices when I made this as well. So me deciding to get into bodybuilding and competition doesn't just impact me. I mean, it was him, and he's been supportive 100% of the way. My kids are awesome. I think it was just, I had a lot, it was mindset, it was lack of confidence. It was, I don't know, maybe just getting too comfortable.
Okay.
And not stepping outside anymore, not stepping outside of that comfort zone and saying, you know, what's next? Because, I mean, you know, if you look at my life from the outside, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
It was just, I wasn't where I needed to be, and I'd put myself there.
Okay. So I think that goes along. We can circle back with that one. Ooh, it's going to be a circle back show. Go back to the quote, right? I mean, we basically, you can put yourself where you want to be if you believe that to be the case, right?
Yeah.
Which is a fairly powerful belief. You know, do you feel you've had to develop that in a belief system for yourself?
100%. 100%. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, when I started the whole journey, there was definitely, you know, in the back of my mind, am I really going to be able to do this? Is it going to work this time? Is it going to stick? Because I had tried before and I'd had success before, but I never stuck to it. And so for me, what I did is I took those successes I'd had in the past and I used that as proof that, yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
Now you just have to continue it.
Okay. With that in mind, we'll talk about continuing developing your success when we come back with Laurie Barkman, Set for Success, Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. Hey ho, everybody. Set for Success, Richard Lannan, hanging out with Laurie Barkman. I know I get to say Laurie's name a lot today. You know, Laurie is one of these people that I've met a long time ago. I'm going to guess within 10 years. So I guess is that a long time? And I really liked her. And I still like her today. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I like to bug you a little. You know, we were talking a little bit about accomplishments. I would like to think that everybody has little accomplishments in their life, you know? Mm-hmm. And you said you stepped back into your previous life and said, well, what were some of those things that I've done, right, to start to change your mindset? So could you give an example, one or two things that maybe you used as a baseline to say, yes, you can do this?
Well, you know, I can't remember exactly how many years ago it was. This is probably 12, maybe? I could be a little bit wrong on that, but it's not that I had gone through a period of fitness. Mm. You know, I was working out. I'd lost a lot of weight. I actually ran a half marathon.
That's pretty cool.
I know. And then I gave myself a 12-year break from running. So don't do that. But you know what? And so it was just being able to say and tell myself and give myself credit for that accomplishment instead of beating myself up for not continuing with it.
Now, that's a really good point because it's so easy to go. And I think in our society, right, it's so easy to go back and say, oh, I stopped doing this. You know, I'm a bad person, mm-hmm. to start slapping your hand or whatever along those lines when maybe you're just sort of detoured.
Long detour. But I think that's it. And you know, for me, it was a lot of mind shift. You know, when I started the physical wellness journey, I also signed up for this program called Healthy Mind and Body. And that program was all about you know, focusing on and looking at the things in your life that you have to be grateful for. It's identifying the why. It's not just about losing weight. For me, mm-hmm. you know, what is my why? How do I articulate that? And it was, I'm 53 right now. When I'm 83, I still want to be traveling and exploring and visiting amazing places in this province or in this country.
In this world. I know that you travel.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be able to do that if I don't get healthy now. So, yeah.
It's an interesting you would say that point because my wife asked me the other day, says, well, my oldest boy is getting married soon.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
I'm not going to say any dates, but we're all excited. Yeah. But she said, so are you going to reach your weight for the wedding? Yes, I always have weight goals. And I just looked at her and said, no. I said, my regimen, what I do is to make sure that I'm alive later on, right? And it's the same idea for the journey, right? I want to hang with my grandkids, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to just sort of like, there's my grandkids, they're playing, I'm sitting. I want to hang out with them.
Be down on the floor and running with them,
right? Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's the same idea for traveling and stuff too. Like I want to be able to go and explore, you know? And I don't think you just really can limit your life if you don't choose to be healthy later on in your life.
You know what? And what you had said before about that kind of that time-bound goal, because I do believe time-bound goals are important. But you know what? If I had done it before, where I was losing weight for the summer. There was actually this Facebook. I posted this and I shared it because it was a memory that came up, and it's like something about starving, getting ready for swimming suit season, hate this or whatever.
Yeah.
And then as soon as swimming suit season's over, well, now I guess I can, you know, I'm hanging out in sweatpants, so I'm going back to my potato chips and whatever else. And it's not about, for me anyways, this time, it was not about I need to get healthy or skinny for this. I'm getting healthy
for life.
For life.
Yeah.
And that was the big mind shift for me.
That's the big vision of success, right? Yeah. That's sort of the healthy for life. And what does that look like? You know? So I was, and I appreciate you saying the goal and objective. I was trying to push it out a little bit further, but I think it's a bigger vision of what you want to do.
And there's steps along the way and, you know, and there's goals that you set along the way, but ultimately, yeah, when I'm 83, I don't know, maybe I'm going to, I don't know, hike a mountain or climb a mountain
or be a yoga guru. Who
something,
knows, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Right? There's lots of examples. Mm-hmm. I was reading on the internet and then also watched some videos on this woman who retired and everything. Her husband since passed away. She's 85 years of age and she's a bodybuilder.
Love it.
Yeah. And then I was reading another guy, so I'll give you the male counterpart. He's 75. 80 in that range, and his wife is in a wheelchair, and so he got in shape to make sure he could take care of his wife, right? Which is beautiful yep. sentiment, right? But then he ended up being a bodybuilder, so in the competitions and everything. So I mean, I look at those kind of things for inspiration.
Yeah.
What gave you inspiration?
Well, a friend of mine actually.
Okay.
So she had started her own wellness journey, and you know, she talked to me about joining her on it, and I was like, nah, I'm fine. I don't do anything.
I'm doing great.
And then I kept seeing her, you know, improving, you know, mentally, physically. And it was, I saw that mind shift in her as well. And I was like, okay, I don't know what you're doing, but I want that because what I'm doing isn't working. And so, you know, I started on the journey with her. And the other thing too is just finding a sense of community with other people who have the same objectives. Their weight loss goals, their fitness goals overall might be different than mine, but we're all working towards health and wellness.
Yeah. And during the break, we were talking a bit about community, and you mentioned that you developed the community to help you out. Tell us about that community. How'd that come about?
The nutrition program I'm on, I mean, they have a great sense of community. And so there's all these Facebook groups, and I've got, you know, I'm meeting, I'm using again quotation marks, which nobody can see except you.
it's okay.
People from across Canada and around the world, and we share stories and we share successes, and if we're struggling, it's like, oh, you know what, that bag of potato chips is really calling out to me right now. We share that.
And I had that with a nut bar and a beer last night.
Yeah. And you know what? And sometimes you need to have a nut bar and a beer.
Right?
And it's totally okay. It's not about giving all that up. But even just, you know, getting into the whole bodybuilding world, I did an Instagram post this morning, and I feel like I need to apologize to everybody out there who's like, you know, those crazy bodybuilders, because I did. I was out of shape and I made judgments about them, you know, And I just kind of did the whole, oh, must be nice, like they somehow are born that way. And they work
they
hard.
Work hard for it.
So
they work
hard.
You know, my,
and I love that. Like, they're dudes. It's so cool to be surrounded with
one
that.
One of my favorite quotes actually comes from a couple of movie stars about bodybuilding, where they had to get in extreme shape for the movie they were doing. And they actually said, you know what? You get in this extreme shape for the movie that you're doing, and then you go through this period of dehydration, mm-hmm. right, to make your muscles pop for a 1 second scene. Just for that 1 second.
Wow, at least
on
I got
film.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, right? Right. But you think about it, you know, like if you think about Wolverine, for example, if you know the movie and that, you know, there's that one scene where, you know, he's just popping, right? And you know, that was basically boom, shot, done. And they're done, you know, like it's like, now what, right? So, yeah, they work for it.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's interesting that you talk about that, the whole now what, because I'd been warned about that, because we do. I mean, it's been months of training, you know, diet modification, never deprivation. The trainer I use and the program I use love it because it's not about depriving. The last week, I didn't realize it was called peak week. I now learned that. That one's a little tough, way too much chicken. You know, the last couple of days, definitely not a lot of water, but where was I going? Oh, I know where I was going with this. I lost my train of thought for a second. When it's done.
Now what? You know what? Then what we should do is we should take a short break, and then when we come back, we should talk about now what.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hello, all. Richard Lannan, Set for Success. Lori Barkman, hanging out, chilling, talking about getting fit.
Fitness.
Really?
Fitness.
Fitness. Now, you know what? You did this show. And we're going to talk about now what, but I wanted to talk to you about the show first. Tell us about your very first show And yeah, you're smiling. You just can't wait. I should have did that sooner. So just tell us about the experience, right? How it felt, how it smelled, how things looked, you know, all the senses, right? Give it to us all.
Okay. Well, it was terrifying and exhilarating. And behind the glamour, there's a lot of non-glamour.
Okay.
It was fun. So, you know, it started off Friday. I had to do a polygraph test because the show I'm in, it's naturals, right?
I read that. Yeah. It's all polygraphs and no drugs.
And,
you
no
know, you
drugs,
have to make sure.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, now the funny thing, I'm the kind of person that, you know what, I mean, if when I drive through the border and I have to talk to I start getting nervous and jittery, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not doing anything wrong. So I'm in this polygraph. I'm going, oh my gosh. And so again, I've done everything. I'm fine. There's nothing I've done that would disqualify me from the show, but it was terrifying.
Yeah.
It was terrifying, but I passed.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I did it. Yay.
Yeah.
Friday night was our chance to actually see the venue. So the show was at one of the theaters at the French Cultural Center on Provence. And it was completely different than I'd visualized. So I needed to do like a bit of a mental mind shift on that as well, because, you know, everything I'd heard is you're kind of up, you're high on stage and the judges are, you know, below you. And then there's the crowd. But in this case, it was a smaller venue. And so the judges were actually lined up on the same level, or we're going to be lined up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is like way closer than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah. Too intimate.
But yeah, and so then Friday night was also the first two coats of spray tan, which was I've never done that before, an experience. Can I say where I went? Because they were really great.
Yeah. No, let's go.
I'm not sure. So it's Organic Tan on Provence. They were amazing.
Okay.
I love them.
Right.
They were great.
That's all right.
And I'd never done a spray tan before. So anyways, there was that.
Yeah, and I want to say something. I know what you look like, right? And I saw the photos before and after.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
You could have walked down the street by me and I would not have recognized you. But you had all the makeup on.
Oh.
Like you went from tanning. And
I went to Glamour Girl, and I don't normally. That's not me,
you're pretty
right?
Natural.
I mean,
I'm going to refer natural to a person, right? Okay.
Makeup and hair and makeup was at 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah, okay.
On Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then it was the show. I mean, you know, there's a lot of waiting time behind scenes. When it was our turn, I was in Grandmasters, so 40 plus. There's normally I can't remember the name. I can't remember what next level is called, but for 50 plus. So myself, I was one of two people who were over 50. Everyone else was 40. So we were like competing with the young ones.
With the young ones. Well, no,
yeah.
There's a big difference
between 40 and 50
and 50 and 60, no doubt.
And it was my very first show, and I was the first one out on stage in Mike
Kaloup.
And I was like,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
But you know what? Once you're out there, and now you just got to make it go. So my lips were shaking, my legs were shaking, but I didn't fall.
I need to ask you a bit of a personal question. Now, first of all, there's both men and women in this show, right?
So,
now, anybody who watches bodybuilding know you wear very,
very tiny bikinis.
Tiny outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, too, right? Okay. So I just want to, because I want to balance it out, I wanted you to share with the listeners as a woman how it felt doing something like this, because I don't
terrifying.
Get that it's natural for you.
It's not. Yeah. It's not. I've never worn a bikini. Before babies, I didn't wear bikinis like that.
Yeah, you wore swimsuits or whatever,
it was really small. Plus, you know, it's not like you put on a pair of heels and jewelry with your bikini, right?
Yeah.
So it was scary.
Yeah.
It was definitely scary. But again, outside of my comfort zone. Hey, you know
Way
what?
Outside
I did
your
it.
Comfort
I did
zone.
It.
You did it.
And I challenged myself mentally and physically.
And I, you know, it's funny. It's not funny, but my thought on that, even as a guy, would be that would be uncomfortable for anybody, right?
Yes.
Male or female, right? Or whatever, right? You know?
And may I just say, the posing is not natural either.
Yeah,
is hard.
I chatted with somebody about that who's a professional in that space, and they take lessons on how to pose.
Yeah.
Did you take lessons on
how to
pose?
I did some. I should have done more.
Okay.
Just saying, because
fair enough.
And you're twisting your body in a way because you want to show muscle definition and you know, and you're trying to lean out just by the way you stand, and there's, I mean, you just don't stand that way.
Yeah, it's, no. It's very, very unnatural.
Yeah.
It's just like I once did a program through an organization that you and I both know, too, for taking professional photos. And you know what? The way they make you stand for professional photos, like real professional mm-hmm. photos, is not natural. It's not what you're going to do. Oh, let's take a picture. You know, it's not like that whatsoever, right? Yeah. I thank you for sharing that regarding the standing and the dress and the tanning and stuff like this, because this stuff is just so unnatural. That you had to really quickly embrace it and learn how it would be natural to you.
Well,
you know what I mean? You know
how
experience, like once you do something, you do it over time, it just becomes second habit, right? Yeah. You suddenly had the habit as second habit. Maybe we'll do it that way.
Yes.
Like it's nothing.
So right. It didn't be, I mean, I wouldn't say it became second habit for me yet.
Okay.
You know, my goal for this first competition was to place in the top five. I was number 4.
Awesome. Congratulations.
So, thank you. Yeah. With all those 40-year-olds.
Yeah, okay. That's a double congratulations. Yeah. Double down on
that
one.
But, you know, I got two other events. Well, it was only going to be one other event coming up. But I've decided to enter another competition in July of this year here in Winnipeg as well. It's another natural show. I'm only doing naturals because I'm not. I'm not using any kind of drugs or anything. It is another natural show.
I do wonder about the natural shows. I was going to send them a note about that, because what if somebody wants to do this but they're on medication, in a sense of, and I don't expect you to know this, cholesterol medication or heart medication. Like, how does that fit in there? But
so, from my understanding, I mean, if there's medical reasons to be on some sort of medication, it just needs to be. Made aware, like you need to share that information. So it doesn't necessarily eliminate you. I mean, most people aren't taking, you know, some of the steroids that
steroids.
People would be taking,
yeah,
right?
Taking
there might be medication, but it's not not stuff that's going to totally change your body or how your muscles react to something.
That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. So let's go into the question, I think, as I interrupted that one, and now what?
Okay.
Let's go to that one, because I promised the listeners. So
now
what?
Okay,
you got a new show.
So new show, that's in July. And then it will be going back more into, so for the next couple of weeks, I'll still kind of be in competition mode or competition prep mode. And then it's going to be a bit of a break from that and getting back to eating more normally. And then I'm actually in February, I'm going to be one of 12 people representing for the opportunity to represent Canada with a nutrition program I use at a global celebration. So huge, huge honor. And it's been amazing. So this journey's been phenomenal.
Been phenomenal for you. And you've really, I think part of what I find interesting in your story is that you really put yourself out there. Right?
Yeah.
You know, like, and I don't know if that's your norm, right? But that's what intrigues me so much, is that you've really put yourself out there, but you've put yourself out there not only in the events that you're doing, but in social media, the whole bit. If somebody wanted to connect with you to learn more about your journey, mm-hmm. okay, or maybe even just get a little bit of advice or connect with you, if that would be okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
How would they go about doing that? What would be the best way?
Well, I'm on Instagram, so it's Barkman Lori. Mm. So you can reach out to me there. Can shoot me off an email, BarkmanL@hotmail.com.
Okay.
I am actually, this weekend, will be spending some time in class, because I am working towards a personal trainer certification as well. So
congratulations.
Yeah.
On that.
So this whole fitness thing has gone. I mean, it's
sort
really just
really,
changed my life.
Really
yeah.
changed your life
yeah.
when you're doing that.
Yeah.
Awesome show. Great guest, Lori. I always enjoy chatting with you, whether on air or just personally. Final thought for our listeners might be.
Just believe.
Just believe
in yourself.
Believe
do
in
it.
Yourself.
You can do it. Yeah.
You can do it.
And find people to surround yourself with to help you get there.
Yeah.
That's
very
my other
important.
Piece. Yeah.
Very important. Support. Mm-hmm. Create a supportive community. Thank you. Thank you for coming
thank
in
you.
And thank you for hanging out with me. Such short notice too, right? I was so excited to read your success online that I wanted you to come in and do a follow-up show. So I appreciate you sharing that with the listeners. Guests, listeners, anybody tuning in, thank you for tuning in. And if you have a question, idea, or thought about this show, you're set for success, setforsuccess.ca. Hopefully you got that correct. Hopefully I'll get it correct next time. And do remember to do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count.